A Hamden Superior Court jury found 34-year-old Caius Vaevis guilty on 3 counts each of kidnapping, witness intimidation, and first-degree murder. The jury deliberated for nearly 37 hours over 6 days before reaching a decision around 3:30 Friday. After jurors were thanked for their service by Judge Jeffrey Kinder, Vaevis shouted, quote, "I'll see you all in hell, every single effing one of you," end quote, at the jurors as they were leaving, according to reporters in the courtroom. Berkshire District Attorney David Capeless.
Yeah, I felt bad, you know, for the jurors. They had done a remarkable job. They had certainly fulfilled their duty. They were conscientious. They listened carefully throughout the trial and obviously spent considerable amount of time considering all the evidence in the case before they reached their verdicts. And to yell at them in that way was just, well, it showed who he was. I was disgusted by it. Disgusted, quite frankly.
Vaevis faces life in prison. Sentencing is set for Monday at 2. Capeless says he will recommend consecutive sentences. Vaevis is being held without bail at the Berkshire County House of Correction until then. Vaevis of Pittsfield had pleaded not guilty to the charges connected to the murders of David Glasser, Edward Frampton, and Robert Chadwell. The men disappeared from a Pittsfield apartment in August 2011. Their dismembered bodies were found 2 weeks later in Beckett. Ringleader Adam Lee Hall was convicted of multiple counts of murder and kidnapping in February. The 37-year-old is serving 3 consecutive life sentences plus 42 years. Glasser disappeared from his Pittsfield apartment weeks before he was scheduled to testify against Hall, a ranking member of a local chapter of the motorcycle gang Hell's Angels, in an assault case. Prosecutors say Frampton, Glasser's roommate, and their friend Chadwell were killed to eliminate witnesses. In May, David Chaloux, 47 of North Adams, was convicted on 3 counts each of murder, witness intimidation, and kidnapping. He is serving life in prison without parole. Capeless says all 3 were found guilty because of the work by numerous investigators.
Officers from agencies all across Berkshire County, as well as their federal counterparts, contributed to this, they did an amazing job. Hundreds and hundreds of witnesses were interviewed. Several thousand pieces of evidence were gathered, it was relentless. It was professional. And it was a total commitment by everybody involved. That's the reason we were able to obtain these convictions.
All 3 trials were moved to Hamden Superior Court in Springfield because of pretrial publicity in Berkshire County. Adding to the exposure was Vaevis' mugshot, which received national attention. He has the number 666, recognized as a symbol of the devil, tattooed on his forehead, along with 6 implants that resemble horns. When the mugshot was taken, he also had spikes through his nose and between his eyebrows, which have since been removed. Capeless has pointed out the difficulties the victims' families have faced in reliving the tragedies inside the courtroom.
Justice has been served. I would never think to say that the grief suffered by the friends and families of David Glasser, Ed Frampton, and Robert Chadwell have been assuaged. That unfortunately does not happen. But at least after these past six months of these 3 trials, that the almost daily reminder of what happened to their loved ones has now ended. And at least for that, they get some relief. But for the rest of us as the public, yes, justice has been served.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.